Submitting is hard. You must be the one who lets go. Sometimes, to stand alone, it takes strength to give control to another. It takes courage to kneel for the one you trust. It takes honesty to open up and let someone in. It takes communication to reveal your needs and desires. But when you finally let go to the one who has gained your trust, you came to me asking for permission once more. After what happened last time, I nodded quickly. You restrained me once more, only this time differently. Like the conductor before the audience, you set the scene. My legs wide open, knees to my chest. Delicious. I felt a jolt of pleasure hit me, like a bolt of lightning. I whimpered softly. I barely knew what was happening before being cast into darkness once more. The throbbing in my loins, the dry mouth, it's so vivid. We are going to try something new. I writhed in anticipation, a whimper escaping my lips, locked in place. Without sight, I couldn't anticipate what would happen. The sudden biting cold against my lips, the wetness slowly trickling down my throat. I quickly adapt, presenting my tongue slowly. I felt it glide across my smooth muscle, the coolness refreshing. I swallowed loudly, just for you. I felt those same shivers of approval as the cold was removed, only to be replaced by a soft, fluffy texture. Void of sight, everything was thrilling. I was hooked, addicted. That fluffy sensation traversed my form slowly. The smooth hairs made my skin crawl with an unexpected, tickling feeling. Yes, more, I whispered, back arching slowly as you conduct my very being to your creative construct. That soft sensation traveling over my ribs, pulling me from the most sincere form of joy and laughter, and I squirm beneath you. Yes, more bliss. I couldn't hide anything from you, exposed and laid bare to you, physically, mentally. Seconds turned to minutes. Minutes to hours. The sands of time vanishing slowly. It was time for the coup de grace, the pièce de résistance. The sound is what snapped me back for a moment. The thrum of cicadas entered the room. The buzzing scrawled my hips and down my thighs. This is what I need. What I crave. My lungs pulsating in time with the buzzing beat. Yes. I felt it. And I felt that swell of pleasure growing with each pulsation against me. The conductor. Me as your orchestra. The canopy of moans reverberating against the four walls surrounding us. The music building. The rhythm rising to its climax. Yes, yes. I scream out in delusional frustration as I teetered on the edge, threatening to fall. The crescendo. I practically sprinted for the finish line, the rise of the tempo building to a point of no return as the audience with bated breath for the finale. Building applause, the release of held breath as I laid there disheveled and unveiled, as I floated for a moment longer, not wanting to come down from the high. With the curtains closing on the orchestra, the blindfold removed, and the light returning to the theater, the fatigue rushed to my aching muscles as the shackles of bliss were removed. We laid in bed and both rested easy, knowing that the trust and love we have for each other is genuine.